Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
Tom, why are you breathing so heavily?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, yeah. you stupid pug.
Pug Show.
Nah, you're right, mate. Now we're back, Tom. Pug Show was last Thursday, and what a night it was. I gave you a pug to look after for the weekend.
Yeah.
If you want to know what happened with the pug and whether Tom learned his lesson not to abuse pugs verbally, I mean, on the radio, check out Facebook. Tom and Ollie, what a weekend it was, Tom. The video is up. And I think it's fair to say you learned a lesson.
Did I?
I think so, unless you want another pug.
No, so never own a pug ever again in your life.
Okay, I'm going to lay it out for you now. Here's your chance to be mean about pugs on the radio. Yeah. Are you going to take it, having learnt what you learned over the weekend?
All I'm saying is, pugs are... Yeah.
I'm going to take that as pugs are super terrific dogs.
Ollie, it's a massive show tonight. We're going to ask you to flick it or lick it with that song called Smoko from that young band called The Chats.
We love those guys.
Oh, mate, we love
them.
Got
some tattoos as well if you want to vote for that one. I'm on Smoko.
We have questions, so we'll ask, do you want to vouch for a weird sport? But Ollie, up next, I want to debut something that I'm calling...
Reunion Ideas Bonanza!
What is that? What is that chai?
Well, I went to my high school reunion and for my 10-year high school reunion on Friday night, Ollie. I got a total of 6 different stories from people at this reunion.
Were they all, this is how I bullied you in high school?
Well, maybe. Tonight, you'll hear from 2 of those stories. Up next, I'm going to give you a list of 6 different stories that you might want to hear from, and you have to choose from 2 in what I'm calling...
Reunion Ideas Bonanza!
So what makes your classmates' stories interesting and or worth hearing?
Mate, just you wait till up next you hear some of these tease lines.
Did Tom Lynch bully you via text because he wasn't there?
All revealed up next. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We can get together flowers. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We've got a video online, Ol.
Oh, certainly do, Tom. The pug video. The reveal of your love of pugs and how you coped with the weekend with Biggie, a disgustingly noisy pug, is up on Facebook. So do check it out. A couple of ha-has already. People saying, glad to see Tom loves pugs.
Really?
Yeah. Do you find that offensive to hear someone say, Tom loves pugs?
I'm pretty annoyed at that, really, because I don't think I do love pugs. If you look closely, I think I'm pretty much hating the pug thing.
You've learnt your lesson, and the chapter is now complete and closed.
Ollie, I went to my high school reunion of 10 years on Friday night. It was a strange night, I'm going to say that. You walk into the room and you kind of go, hey, whoa, yeah. Hey guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's pretty weird.
It's like you're
right?
Getting to work every day. Oh, hey guys. Oh, Belle, producer, hey.
Here's what's happened though. Multiple chats. It was so good to catch up with everyone on the night.
How are they?
They're all great. Yeah, they're great.
Everyone's good?
Everyone's great.
How you been? Yeah,
a lot of, how you been? It's like, yeah, good.
Did anyone just go...
What do you do these days?
Did anyone go, yeah, pretty shit?
There was a couple of guys who tried to do the bat, the defend. So that when somebody asked them, what do you do now? They had questions lined up to like bat that question away.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you'd ask that. What are you doing these days?
Yeah. Anyway, Ollie, what I've done is I've taken 6 of the best stories from the night that people told me because they knew I was on the radio. So they had some great stories lined up for me.
Right.
I've written them down on pieces of paper. And what I want you to do is actually choose our first story that we're going to go on with in what I like to call...
Reunion Ideas Bonanza!
So your classmates literally gave you stories for the radio.
Mate, I've got some great stories for you tonight. Uh-huh. Okay, now we're going to do 2 stories over the course of tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your topics, Ollie. Which one would you like to choose? That kid at school.
Is he the storyteller?
He's... this kid at school was talk of the night for something that he did, which is absolutely insane, which I'd forgotten about.
Okay.
Ollie, proposals gone wrong. How long did you wait? Was a success or a failure? I'm talking relationships.
Yeah, okay.
Did you find out you're a dad years later? Or where did you find out you're a dad?
Okay, that's enough. That's
Hang on, no, 2 more. General reunion debrief.
I'm forgetting there's too many.
And how long have you been together with someone you hate or they're still together? Ollie, I'll pass them over to you. You now get to choose between these six.
I've already decided, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was the you found out you're a father.
You want to know about them?
Yeah, let's find out. How long? No, that's all right. Here it is.
Read it out.
Did you find out you're a dad years later?
Or?
Why is there an or?
Yeah.
Where did you find out you were a dad? Just at home.
Ollie, great story. All right. One of the guys at the reunion, Ed, he's a massive fan of the show. All right. Ed was semi-mean to me at school, so it was really nice to hang out with him and to actually win him over with my radio show. Okay?
What percentage of your classmates were mean to you?
80%.
80%.
Anyway. I go on. Ed, that night, was talking to a lot of people like, oh, he's catching up. Yeah, sweet. Yeah, good to see you.
Lads.
Anyway,
girls.
No, there was a girl that he was going out with back in the day who he was saying, oh, she was so psycho, right? She was so psycho.
Right.
Anyway, back in the day, she said, oh, mate, I'm pregnant. And he's like, oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, you're pregnant. Great.
Oh, no.
Okay? Oh, you're pregnant. That's great, is it? Oh, you're pregnant. You're pregnant.
Well, he just batted
it
away by making silly voices.
Basically, he was refuting the claim that she was pregnant.
Oh, I'm pregnant too. You can't. That's not how you deal with a pregnancy claim.
Last night, at the reunion, he spoke to one of her best friends, being like, how crazy was she? She even told me that she was pregnant with my child. She went, no, mate, she was pregnant with your child. This guy, Ed, found out that he was a dad at the school reunion.
Oh, my God.
She terminated the pregnancy, so he's not actually a dad.
Oh, well,
but
he's not a dad.
He found out that he did have a child and that he was just kind of being a dick about it, going, no, mate, you don't have a kid.
Is he an idiot? I mean, why was he being so blasé about
it? Because she'd lied about things before and he didn't trust her and he thought that she was trying to, you know, use the pregnancy as a way to... Long story short, that night at the reunion, he found out he was a dad.
Oh,
so I thought, on 133353, Ollie, where did you find out you were a dad? Or how long after the fact did you find out that you were a dad?
How was he? Yeah, great. 133353. How was he for the rest of the night after hearing that news?
He was blown away. He was telling everyone he loved it. He was like, this is psycho.
Surely
I cannot believe it.
Shook up. Like, that would just throw you.
Ah, look, he's got a long-term partner. They're loving each other.
Oh, he's moved on.
It's all okay. Yeah. It's all okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. She was pregnant. Yeah, sure. And pigs might fly.
133353. Where did you find out you were a dad when you got the call? Like, where were you? Or how long after the fact did you find out that you're a dad? Because this is something like 8 to 9 years later that he found out that he had a child back in the
day. It's shocking stuff.
It's pretty full on. 133353. We have questions and we love for you to get involved. So give us a call.
Surprise, father.
Great. Surprise, father. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Faith No More, Ashes to Ashes. Triple M's Tom and Ollie will ask you to flick it or lick it with the brand new song. Well, it's not that new. From the chats called Smoko.
I'm on Smoko, so leave me alone.
Oh.
That's my rendition.
Lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it. Right now, it's the idea number one from Reunion Ideas Bonanza, Ollie.
Which is just a thing you made up where you went to reunion for 10 years and you've had a bunch of stories retold to you by your old classmates.
And one of my classmates found out that he was a dad back in the day. That's right, 8 years after the fact. He found out that his girlfriend wasn't lying. She did, in fact, have a child with him.
Yeah, the most shocking part of that, though, is that she told him and he was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know.
That's the most outrageous part.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
When he's saying she's a psycho, he sounds like a psycho.
Surprise fatherhood, 133353. Where did you find out you were a dad? Or how long after the fact did you find out you were a dad?
Or other stuff. 133353. Brad, what is your surprise dad story?
My surprise dad, I found out 27 years after the day.
27 years, Brad?
Yep.
That's how old we are.
Yep. Sorry?
That's how old I am, Brad. That's a full lifetime to be told, you know, to find out.
How did it work? How did you find out?
My daughter, I now have a daughter with three lovely grandchildren. She contacted me through Facebook and we got talking and we actually caught up and, I was told for 27 years it wasn't mine, but by Jesus, she is.
No way.
Yep.
So her mother raised her, and you were not part of it, obviously. You weren't
I
told.
Was not part of it, no. Nah. She told me it was my housemate at the time, and yeah.
Did wow. he end up staying with her for a while and raising
the... a couple of years, yeah.
That's insane. And so are you now a part of her life?
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. Got three lovely grandkids and talk to her regularly and her husband and, yeah, have a good relationship now.
And do you already have a partner?
Yeah, and, yeah. I've got three daughters and, yeah.
And how do they feel about this situation?
Yeah, they're quite happy about it.
Yeah. Amazing. Good news story.
The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, don't worry.
Sorry.
It's Trev.
Don't be sorry.
Surprise fatherhood.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, again, Facebook. How good's Facebook?
Oh, mate. That should be for finding long lost children. Dad book.
Yeah.
I love Facebook too. Yeah. Trev, what happened?
Well, I got contacted by the mother of my daughter. My daughter was about 16 at the time. Right. I'd like you to come and meet. This is what happened. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you didn't know until then? How come you weren't aware?
The whole family moved away for not long. I knew she had a child.
Yep.
And the family sort of disappeared, moved away.
Yeah.
And I never heard anything really till 10 years later that her father tracked me down.
Trev, in one word, how did you feel when it happened in one word?
Awestruck.
Awestruck.
Good stuff. All right. Well, there you go, Tom.
An awestrucking story.
I was awestruck for the last minute of that.
133353. Surprise fatherhood. Where'd you find out you were a dad? Or did you find out years later? 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Queen Fat Bottom Girls, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Do you want to vouch for a weird sport? That's coming up very soon. But right now, we're in the middle of surprise fatherhood, Ollie. After I went to my high school reunion, a 10-year high school reunion on Friday night, heard from Ed, one of my old school buddies, mm-hmm. saying that he found out that he was a dad years later. Now, I think he's been listening because we've got him on the phone now. Ed, good evening.
Evening, boys. How are we?
Mate, so good to catch up with you on Friday night.
Yeah, it was awesome, mate. I'm still paying for it.
Exactly. Wow. Crazy night on the beers. Now, Ed, I've heard your story. It's pretty shocking for me as well. I imagine for you it would have been a real night changer. How did you feel about the rest of the reunion after hearing that you were a dad at some point, or almost a dad?
Well, even just speak us through what exactly happened.
So, look, it didn't actually... it probably clarified some stuff more than anything else.
Right.
So, I've basically spent 10 years thinking that my high school girlfriend faked a pregnancy on me to get back at me for something. The girl that I caught up with on Friday night, who I was really good friends with at school, was also friends with this girl. And that's how we got to the bottom of it, because she told me that, no, I drove her to a specific clinic to have a procedure done.
Oh, my God, Ed. It's insane.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a bit of a shock. And I probably used my defense mechanism at that point was probably to tell everybody.
Yeah, I've been there, Ed. You just go overdrive. You go, I've got to own it.
Yeah.
What was it? What's it been like in the days following finding out?
It hasn't been too bad, actually. Okay. I told my partner, and I was expecting a bit of a deeper, conversation about these kind of things, like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
But no, we sort of shared a laugh. She said, I'm glad it wasn't me.
How old were you when this happened?
Would have been 19, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And so what's the message here? Always wear condoms?
Mate, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And don't date women that could potentially do this kind of stuff to you.
What, get pregnant? Conceive?
Come on, mate. Come on, Ed. That's a bit rough.
Good on you, mate.
Tom,
your mate.
And Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Let's do it.
That's right. Tom, we are the number one development show on Triple M, and that's why we are gifted all the brand new music that is being inserted into the rotation, the lists.
Oh.
And so we get to play this thing here. Oh, Tom.
Yeah, that's a real shame, isn't it?
Yeah, that's your bit.
Well, we're the number one development show.
Tom and Ollie's Flick It or Lick It.
Boom.
Okay, when I point to you, though, just play it, yeah?
Okay.
All right, so tonight it is...
Sorry, I thought I saw a
No, that was an angry point.
Oh, right.
Okay. All right, so...
Tom and Ollie's Flick It.
Sorry, mate.
Flick It or Lick It. The song is called Smoko by The Chats. You might have heard of this song last year when we spoke about... the song, and we made tattoos about this very, very song. Of course, it's also been played on some breakfast shows. Now, the Young Boys...
Let's not go through all that. 1-3-3...
From the Sunshine Coast,
yeah,
Queensland, yeah. Formed in 2016, and the song's a viral hit.
Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3. Here's what you need to do. Do you like it or do you hate it? Do you want to flick it? Like, flick it away? Or do you want to lick it? Give it a lick. Like, give it a taste. Yum. 1-3-3-5-3. Let us know. The Chats, Smoko, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Smoko, The Chats, you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions, and tonight we want you to answer this question.
Tom and Ollie, Flick It or Lick It.
You want to flick that song or give it a lick?
That was The Chats. The song is Smoko. It's called, well, they've called it their three-minute ode to the informal worksite break. It's called Smoko. They apparently spent $2 on the whole music video that was on a sausage roll. Since gone viral.
We had a chat to these guys. They were great.
Forgot about that.
Oh, God.
They were a bit demure, weren't they? A bit down.
He was a teenager.
A bit reticent. Mm. Yeah, and they were young. They were young and up and coming.
I mean, he put off our chat on national radio because he had to have dinner with the mum.
No, with his kids.
He didn't have kids. He's like 17.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just anyway, sounded old and
boring. Mum had dinner for him. He had spaghetti bowl. And we're like, oh, was this a special dinner? He's like, nah, just mum was cooking.
Outrageous.
Good on you, mate. Good music. We, of course, give it a lick. We give all the music a lick.
Huge lick. Here, lick. They're going places. Mm. But on 1-3-3-5-3, Natalie, Flick It or Lick It?
Absolutely got to lick it, fellas. Ooh. It's a great song to get everyone to Smoko during the day.
Yeah. Brilliant. Good
and
stuff.
In the evening, just as good.
Tony, what do you reckon? Flick It or Lick It?
Oh, I got to give it the flick, fellas. If I'm a Smoko, that's the last thing I want to hear.
Really? Okay.
Someone yelling you, I'm on Smoko, whilst you're on Smoko. Seems unnecessary.
Michael, what do you reckon about this one? Flick It or Lick It?
I reckon Lick It. My 5-year-old daughter loves the song as well, so.
She loves the smoke, doesn't she?
Good. John, Flick It or Lick It?
All right, Flick It, mate. If I want to listen to stupid crap, I'd listen to Nova.
Boom! Dave.
Suck on that, Nova.
You want to give it a flick or a lick?
Nah, you got to lick it, mate. You got to lick it.
Support the young tackers.
Not many kids know what Smoko is these days because none of them seem to work.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to talk about like smoking and stuff, but no, fair enough. Patrick, what do you reckon? Flick It or Lick It?
Yeah, I'm on behalf of my band, there's four of us too, and we play similar music. It's definitely a Flick It for all four of us. So
oh, nice. Okay. What's your band?
Don't plug your own band.
No, we do some covers similar to that song, and we love that stuff. So yeah, give it a go for the boys.
Oh yeah, what's your band name again?
Scene of the
Cross. Oh, sorry, missed it there. Sorry.
You're an asshole, Tom.
Pretty funny, though. Yeah, Producer Bell, you have the final count on the song by the Smoke, called Smoko, by The Chats. They live
love
on the
chat.
Sunshine Coast, Queensland.
They love a chat.
Bell,
what's the numbers?
Are we flicking it or licking it?
All up, we are 80% licking it.
Oh! Hey, we're not the only place you can have a say on the music. Join the Triple M Club at triplem.com.au. You can have your say on all the music that we play.
But for now, Tom, an absolute 8-minute belter from Dire Straits.
Yes!
This one's been licked by every single listener on Triple M.
Whoa.
Money for nothing.
Nice. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Up next, weird sports are being vouched for. The Dire Straits epic Money for Nothing, of course. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And of course, it's Origin Week this week. We like to do a thing on Monday night called Trivial Dispute, and I reckon once and for all, we will find out the state of the origin when we ask New South Wales versus Queensland, state to state, who's better. It's brilliant.
It's good radio.
It's good content.
It's great content.
It's a way to cover the state of origin when you couldn't give AF.
New South Wales versus Queensland, who's going to win?
That's fine. It's fine, Producer Bella Milana, say that I don't like the, you know, the state of
don't
origin.
Don't you like state of origin?
No, because I'm a gay homo.
Oh, don't gays like sport?
Nah, not usually.
Oh, you can't say that.
Why not?
People believe that stuff.
Oh, well, believe all you want.
I've met Jason Ball. He loves sport.
Free. Hey, Ollie, come on, mate. We're talking about sport here. Get amongst it.
Yeah.
I'll be switching off. Go for it.
Well, NRL's not a weird sport, but I'll tell you what is. lacrosse. Is it? Now, I got a mate in high school who played lacrosse, and I was always like, what a weird sport.
That is a weird sport.
You carry a huge bag with a big stick in it, and you put it together, and you know the sport where they have the stick with the net on the end of it?
Yeah.
And it's quite physical, a lot of armor. What's it called? Like protective gear, padding is worn, like kind of like gridiron.
Do you tackle in lacrosse?
No. So I saw it on TV just a few days ago, right? Lacrosse championships. It was actually the women's league. And there was no tackling, but it was just this crazy sport where they're sort of running around with sticks in their hands, but no one tackles them. They just sort of stop it at a certain point and then pass it off. And I couldn't work out why they were stopping or not and what the rules were. But I did think, you know what? Watching that, I did think it's kind of cool. I kind of came around to lacrosse.
Okay.
I thought I did write off lacrosse as a stupid sport, as a bit of like a what are you doing? But it did look pretty cool. So I thought 133353, there's lots of weird sports out there where maybe you're not playing your traditional, you know, soccer, AFL, NRL, or tennis. Maybe you're playing a weird sport. Mm. I mean, Tom, the sport that you're the best at, is lawn bowls.
Oh, mate, I rock.
That's not a normal sport. It's not a cool sport.
What are you talking about?
It's barely a sport.
Oh, put that down as BS on your sheet of paper, Ollie, because that's the biggest bit of BS I've heard all night.
You're a fluke at lawn bowls, and so maybe you want to defend yourself and say that's actually a cool sport.
Is skipping a weird sport?
It's not a sport.
Oh, you'd like to tell me that you skip and you don't sweat.
Doesn't make it a sport, though. But 133353, do you want to vouch for a weird sport?
Yeah, well, I'm vouching for skipping as a weird sport.
I'm saying it's not a sport.
You get sweaty. It's a sport.
That's called exercise, mate.
Oh, well, it's a sport because you can verse other people at how many skips you've done in a minute.
Well, let's hear from Ben on 133353. Vouching for weird sports here. Ben, what do you want to vouch for?
Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, I love Ultimate Frisbee. Yes.
Surely it's lame, Ben.
What's that, mate?
Surely it's a big lame sport.
No, it's awesome, buddy. It's a national sport.
Is it?
National?
It is.
Yeah.
Where's the headquarters? Where's the big league happening?
Oh, we play all over Australia, mate. There's championships a few times a year.
I think any sport that has to put ultimate in front of it to make it sound cooler is already struggling.
And ultimate frisbee is kind of, it's played on like a rugby pitch, yeah? That's right.
Like half the size of a rugby pitch.
And you have to pass the... You can only throw the frisbee forward?
You can throw it in any direction. It just can't touch the ground.
Brilliant.
Ground with the handover.
And you can't run with the frisbee, right?
No, you can't run with it. You've got to pass it between your legs.
And Ben, if you called up to vouch for this weird sport because in your life you've had people scoff and mock you for playing this?
Yeah. People were like, what's this sport? Do you chase after frisbees with dogs or something? You know, they have no idea.
I got no idea. Well, there you go. Ben has proven how it's done there.
Well, Nathan, what's your weird sport that you want to vouch for on 133353?
I've just been randomly jogging around Faulkner Park there previously, and I've seen these flogs with broomsticks between their legs.
Is this the old Quidditch?
Yeah.
Made famous from the Harry Potter books and movies.
Well, the sport of kings.
Yeah, I suppose.
Sport of magicians, more like it.
So, Nathan, you weren't impressed with the Quidditch players?
Oh, I was good for a giggle.
Look, I'd love to get on board, Nathan, but I'm actually a massive Harry Potter fan, and I would love to play Quidditch at some point. I'd be a seeker.
You'd
be a bludger.
Good, thanks. We famously pretended that we were from the Pound University Quidditch team for the University Games.
We were at the Gold Coast whilst Uni Games were on, and we had to pretend to have a sport team, so we played Quidditch for Pound Uni.
133353. Did you want to vouch for a strange sport, a weird sport that people might scoff at usually?
Been picked on for it, maybe.
Jump on the phone. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Tomorrow, Silverchair, it's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll get New South Wales versus Queensland in trivial dispute very soon. And I would like to take back what I said before about the state of origin. I love it. It's a great sport. And I love the men in short shorts playing them.
And you wish to give them a lick.
Yeah, if someone said flick it or lick it to the state of origin, yeah. I'd say lick.
Big lick. Or maybe a flick. You never know. But right now, do you want the chance to vouch for a weird sport? Do you want to go into bat for a weirdo sport that you play? Now, just a list I've got here, Tom, of some of the most weird sports in the world.
Oh, okay, great.
In Sonkajärvi, Finland.
Where?
This is a town.
Cool.
Wife carrying is a sport in which male competitors race to carry their wives through an obstacle course.
Okay, great.
Chess boxing. Chess boxing is exactly what it sounds like, a hybrid of knocking out and checkmating your opponents. Get it? List goes on. I mean, cheese rolling. I saw a video of this. There's the big cheese that rolls down this hill. And if you race down the hill
Poland?
First, you get to it, you get the cheese and you win.
Poland, I think?
I don't know. We'll look it up.
Hello, John.
Hi, fellas.
What's your weird sport that you want to vouch for?
Well, I think because God in his ultimate wisdom removed every single hacky sack from the face of the earth at the turn of the century, I'm going to have to vouch for Frisbee Golf just to give the great unwashed, dreadlocked, sarong-wearing hippie something to do.
Yeah, good.
Hey, man, don't bag hacky sacks. That's a good bit of fun to kill time.
Now, Frisbee Golf is great. You basically play it on like a golf course, and at the end of the golf course, there's a basket that's got chains hanging off, and you have to throw the Frisbee into the basket. You add up points like golf. It's really fun, Ollie.
You played, Tom. Yeah. Why do you know it so well?
Mate, I've played it. I played it in California, bro.
Oh, mate.
When I was hanged 10 on my surfboard.
Someone said, hey, Tom, come play some gridiron. And you're like, no, I'll play the frisbee golf. And they said, cool, bro.
Cheese rolling is from Ireland, by the way.
Okay. Sam, what's the weird sport you want to vouch for?
Soccer tennis.
What is that? I'm imagining it's like tennis with a soccer ball.
It is exactly the same thing. What we done, like, we were young guys.
Yeah.
We all represented futsal in...
futsal.
In Melbourne.
Yeah. That's like indoor
Victoria.
Soccer.
Yeah, indoor soccer, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
And what we did, we had this, like, sort of like tennis court, but we put all chairs across to make a...
Yeah, he's made up a sport.
Yeah, so it's not a real sport. No. Him and his mates
play it. Yeah. Peter, what's your weird sport you want to vouch for?
Oh, hi. It's not wife carrying, although I've been doing that for 30 years.
Oh,
it's,
boom!
Wife carrying champion Peter over here. What are you playing,
Jeez,
Peter?
Come on.
No, it's cub. There's a sport called cub. It's a Viking game.
Pronounced cub. Thank you very much, Peter.
Sorry. See, I'm showing my ignorance.
Yeah, you are.
But you set a king up in the middle and you have five soldiers each at the back half.
Yeah, it's so good.
And you take turns to throw down as many of their soldiers as you can.
Also known
the
as...
The ones you catch it come as your side.
Also known as lawn chess.
It's like chess. Lawn? Yeah, you've got these wooden sort of, I guess, blocks that you stick in the ground.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
The throwing wooden block game that you'll see in parks with very distinguished gents playing the cub.
So you're a fan of cub, Tom?
Mate, I love the cub.
The kind of sports that
I'm pretty good at cub.
The kind of sports that you claim to be good at really paint a picture of you, don't they?
Yeah, it's cub? All about throwing wood.
Well, what, lawn bowls?
Huh?
Swimming?
Huh?
Table tennis?
Huh?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, we love you on the socials across Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And if you head over to Facebook, Tom and Ollie with a Y, you'll see the video of me giving back the pug that I had to spend some time with. I hated it.
After you cracked it, Tom, you cracked it.
I don't like the pug.
You handed it back on Friday. You couldn't even handle the whole weekend. Oh. It's embarrassing for the pug and for you.
Well, I mean, take a listen to the bloody pug.
I had a lot of complaints about this.
It's too much, you know?
We're going to get to another one of your reunion ideas, Tom.
Oh, mate, it's a reunion ideas bonanza, or as I like to call it...
Reunion ideas bonanza!
Exactly what I just said.
They're actually just stories, though, aren't they? They're stories, mate, from your 10-year reunion, and we'll get to those soon.
They're insane.
But right now, I want to know if you're a psychologist. Get on the phone, 1-3-3-5-3. Either you're an actual psychologist or you're a teacher who maybe teaches psychology.
Yeah, we need you on the phone now, 1-3-3-5-3.
Yes, because we need to delve deep into the concept of IQ tests. Up next, you'll find out why. There's been a lot of bravado, a lot of chest thumping going around the studio.
Yeah.
And our producer Belle is involved.
Oh, that's right. If you're a psychologist, get on the phone now. 1-3-3-5-3, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stat bass solo, Paul Kelly, to her door.
Here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, we'll find out who is the better state in trivial dispute between New South Wales and Queensland, of course, for this week's State of Origin match. I should say the Holden State of Origin match.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now, so sorry, I just lost myself. And if you're a psychologist, we need you on the phone right now, 1-3-3-5-3. Psychologists have gotten involved.
Come on, psychologists, come on. Now, we've got our producer, Belle, in here because, Belle, we were having a chat in this planning meeting before the show, and something came up, and we asked you the question, who do you think is smarter out of Tom and I? I don't know how it came up.
It's so fun.
But We've held your answer. I want you to play it out to us now in real time, what you think, because I think it's going to drive some very interesting conversation here.
Yeah. Well, I stand by my answer.
So you've already got an answer. Who do you think's smarter?
Well, it's Tom, obviously.
Okay. No. What do you mean it's Tom, obviously?
Because he's just... Okay.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he did? He just went po with fake guns. You think he's the smartest?
Put them guns away, Sheriff. Yes, I will. Howdy, partner.
Well, he's got creativity.
Thank you.
No. Belle?
No, I just tell me. Tom is just... overall smarter. Stop doing that. Stop it.
Do you know them? This man? I wanted to get a highlight reel of all the stuff-ups he does when he tries
that
to announce songs.
That doesn't mean he's not smart. Yeah. On a day-to-day basis, he will just school us in everything, and you know that.
Oh, are you serious?
You have never spoken a falser word, Producer Belle.
You're actually showing that you're the dumb person here because you think he's smart.
I feel like whenever we're having some sort of debate, he'll have the answer.
Or he's just an idiot.
He'll bring great news to the team.
An arrogant man who makes stuff up.
Because I spent all day on my iPhone looking at Apple News. That doesn't mean I'm smart.
If you're wondering who's who, Tommy's the short blonde guy. He does the buttons. So, you know, yes, he can press buttons. But, Belle, I think you're way off in thinking that Tom's the smartest. I think even Tom, if he was being honest with you, would say that he's not the smartest.
Oh, God. I'm just going to say.
I would definitely be smarter than Producer Belle, but...
Well,
everyone's smarter than me.
Oh.
No, that's true. No.
Sad.
Sorry, this just took a dark turn.
How's the confidence? How's the self-confidence going?
Like, if I think about, like... I just feel like I've learnt a lot of things from Tom.
Have you? Like what?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly,
and you look at me, Ollie, and what do you think?
You're just a bit fun and goofy, aren't you?
Okay, let me just put this to you, Producer Belle. I studied a 3-year film and television degree that went in the bin. Ollie's a certified teacher.
Yeah, but on a day-to-day basis, you're just more street
okay,
smart.
Okay, we need to settle this because I'm offended, for one, and I can't go on with until we resolve this.
Brilliant.
We need to work out who's the smartest in the team and who to trust going forward.
Obviously, me. No need to find out, guys. You're wisdom.
Don't play any more stupid sound effects.
Oh,
Tom.
Mate, I'll play
Belle,
some.
I need you to go and research IQ tests.
Yeah.
We're all going to take an IQ test.
Don't make it like it's a big job. You'll be fine.
Belle, I'm going to write a little list for you. Your job list. Belle's jobs.
Just have to dumb things down.
Google IQ.
No. Now that's not okay.
No. Belle, yes. Yes, you're going to go and look up IQ tests online.
On the computer.
www.iqtests.com.
Yes. Oh, and we're going to do a test, and we'll find out tomorrow.
I'm not doing one.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are.
No.
Definitely.
If you want, you can cheat and feel good about yourself. It's fine.
Oh, okay. school again.
No, it's going to be a fair test. We're all going to do it properly. And we'll get it. We'll find a good one, and we'll post a link up, and everyone can do it, and we can all compare who's the smartest.
Oh, so we're just going to play a national game of who's the smartest.
Exactly right. Are you smarter than radio host / producer or phone operator?
It's going to be tough.
No.
Yes, Belle.
Well,
yes.
You were weak.
Okay, to do. Belle, go find IQ test.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah, you can talk about that after... the song.
Would have loved a psychologist to answer the question, how reliable are IQ tests? That was our intention here.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to find a psychologist. So maybe the whole show's dumb. Maybe we're all dumb. We can't find psychologists.
Oh.
Don't be rude.
I mean, it was Belle's job, though.
Yeah. Up next, let's get into the trivial dispute between New South Wales and Queensland. This is Metallica, Enter Sandman, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Enter Sandman, Metallica, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll have another story from my 10-year high school reunion. I mean, we've all been to them. That's not true, but, you know, some insane stories.
We all know what they are.
And still to come, that kid at school could be one of the stories that I tell you. It's got something to do with a kid at school and feces.
Why didn't you put feces in the title then? Why did you call it that kid in school?
Because he's that kid at school. Hey, Ollie, it's Monday night. Let's do this.
There was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Tom and Ollie's Trivial Dispute.
It's like a Trivial Pursuit, except we've...
Famous for solving such issues as cantaloupe versus rockmelon. Which one is it?
It's good. It's basically you take some kind
that's
of
it.
Naff, yes or no question, and you ask the country to answer it for you. this week, Ollie, the Holden State of Origin match of 2018, game number one, will be played in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane between the New South Wales Blues and Queensland Maroons, happening at the MCG this Wednesday night. Triple M will be broadcasting the Holden State of Origin match between the Blues and the Maroons.
Very good. And I've just heard that...
this year the Blues will be under a new coach, Brad Fittler.
Fiddler?
Mate, he's quite fit, if you ask me. Queensland claimed glory. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Queensland claimed glory again in 2017. Will the Blues be able to...
You're reading the whole sheet.
Regain the state of origin.
Are you having an aneurysm?
Huh?
What is wrong with you?
I just don't do sport and I'm trying to cover it, okay?
Well, I was going to add something of value. Billy Slater has been admitted.
The Slater.
From the Queensland Maroons, which is, he's a great player and that's a big win for the Blues.
Being a Slater, does he roll up into a little ball and he's hard to pick up with your fingers and you have to get the vacuum out because...
Okay, look, this was your idea. This segment was your idea.
Come on.
So you need to sell it to me, and I'm not into it so far.
You don't like Slaters?
I don't. What is that even about?
The little silver creatures that roll up into a ball when you touch them.
No.
You don't know Slaters?
No, don't know it. Not across it.
And I related Billy Slater to your little creature, that the little, like...
Yes, that's so shit.
Okay, mate.
It's the worst.
Chill
radio.
Out. Here's what I want. 133353. What's a better state? New South Wales or Queensland? Let's settle this once and for all, Ollie. Mm. Once and for all. For me, I'm a Queensland guy. Take me to the beach, bro. Hang 10 on my surfboard.
Oh, God. For me right now, the loser is the state of radio.
Oh.
Which is what you've done here.
Okay, but if you had to choose between New South Wales and Queensland,
New South Wales,
who would you
and
vote
Queensland.
For? And don't say Queensland because I voted.
Look, I am partial to a bit of Bar and Bay action. Oh. I mean, I went there for schoolies 9 years ago, and man, it was a good time.
You would be, you big old...
But I do love Sydney as well. It's a good city. Lots of good stuff going on. I mean, that Opera House. Wow. So.
Opera House ain't got nothing on the Queensland beaches.
And you mean beaches, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't like girls.
133353. Oh, meter maids. Get around them.
Oh, nom, nom, nom.
No, don't say that. Oh. Queensland versus New South Wales. Who are you voting for in the state of origin?
Everyone must vote.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M, 133353. Another brick in the wall, Pink Floyd, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, having a fun Monday night, getting you through. Happy Monday. We will get into Naughty After Nine in 35 minutes' time. Naughty nicknames, and are you in a drought? We'll be asking, because we do have questions.
Someone in this team's in a drought, Tom. Someone in this team. And it's a three-person team.
Yeah. If there was a
problem, yo, I'll solve it. Tom and Ollie's Trivial Dispute.
Pretty simple. We get a trivial question. And we get the country to solve it on 133353. You can get involved no matter where you are in the country now with this question. New South Wales or Queensland? It's the Holden State of Origin this Wednesday night. It'll be played at the MCG in Melbourne.
I cannot believe that we are doing
the
this.
New South Wales Blues.
We're asking this question.
Versus the Queensland Maroons. Will the New South Wales Blues be able to defeat the title holders of Queensland who claim glory again in 2017? This year's Blues will be under a new coach, Brad Fittler. And God, he's fit.
Bass radio.
Thank you.
That's what it is. It's bass radio.
Mate, chill out. Just chill out. If you don't like it, turn off.
What state do you like? Chris.
That's essentially the question. Chris. Queensland or New South Wales?
Yeah, it's a Queensland.
Yeah, go on, Chris.
For sure.
Have a good night.
Brought up here, but I'm not sure what you're talking about, Ollie. Sydney is the worst place in the world. Absolute worst place in the world. Like, no one likes Sydney.
I was lying. No, Sydney's okay to visit. Living there is tough, but visiting is a good place.
Why Queensland?
Well, I'm brought up in Queensland. I don't mind New South Wales that much, but the Sydney just ruins the whole place for me, you know? Ooh. Just a big old hole in the whole state.
Whoa, as they'd say on Instagram, fiery. Savage. Alfie, a 56, you've had some time on the board. Are you going New South Wales or Queensland?
New South Wales, fellas.
Brilliant. Why?
Born and bred on Northern Beaches. Yeah. Hey, come on, let's go the Blues.
No, yeah, well, it's not about footy tonight. It's simply about the state. So don't.
Yes,
please
New
don't...
South Wales, why not? We have the best waves in Northern Beaches and New South Wales. So, and we have the greatest car race in Australia and the world, Bathurst.
Cowabunga, bro. Get in that V8 ute, am
Bathurst.
I right?
They've got Bathurst. They win.
Fred, you're 40.
Yeah, mate.
So New South Wales or Queensland?
Queensland.
Well, yeah.
Fit for a king or queen, mate.
Fit for a queen or king or queen.
Tom, you're 27.
Yeah.
That's what you said to Fred.
Yeah, I
know. Expecting
you yeah,
to...
well, chill, just chill out, all right? We're getting the votes. We're counting the votes.
Good combo starter. Matt, you're 15.
Matt, who are you voting for here? Queensland or New South Wales?
New South Wales for sure.
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sydney.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good radio. And Matt, you love Sydney, do you?
Well, we have Sydney Harbour. Brisbane has, what, Brisbane River. There you go. End of story.
They got a half-hour drive to the beach.
Queensland also have Pauline Hanson, so...
Ooh, checkmate. Good call. Yeah.
Right. Fair enough.
Oh, God, that's got me on board, the politics stuff.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Vanessa, where are you calling from?
You're making me
oh, God. You're the last call of Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa,
so
come on.
End big here with you, Vanessa. Who are you going for? Well, what's going on out there, mate?
What's
the deal?
I am so sorry. Vanessa was good.
Yeah.
Mm. She is calling from Queensland and lives there, but wanted to vote for New South Wales.
No one cares.
Why?
Tom was trying to do his best to make a segment out of nothing, and then it ended in a steaming pile of shit with that call there.
Too true.
The real winner is the state of origin.
No, the real winner is Triple M that will be playing. You'd say, okay, no, can you just go back?
You're done.
No, let's do. Please let me do round two.
Okay. The real winner is state of origin.
Ollie, I think the real winner is Triple M, and they'll be brought.
You're still out. Shit. Yeah, okay.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time. With less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked-in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh, maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Now, Tom, if you'll allow me, I'd like to try something new for a Monday here. I want to call it Motivation Monday. Motivation Monday. I've just been browsing Instagram, and if you're cool...
Do you need some motivational music or something?
Yeah, that'd be great. So, Motivation Monday, here it is. Love your life. Take pictures of everything. Tell people you love them.
My phone gets full though.
Talk to random strangers. Do things that you're scared to do because many of us die and no one remembers a thing we did.
Mm-hmm.
Take your life, make it the best story in the world.
Mm.
Don't waste that shit. Because life is worth living. That's it. You're welcome.
Oh, really? Because there's usually this bit where it breaks down and then you come in with really,
hard-hitting. I'll make it up. And grab it with both hands and...
No.
Do it.
You missed it. That was your point.
Well, it's a photo of a script, so I couldn't just make it up.
Oh, what a shame.
Can you get a shorter track? That's Motivation Monday.
I can try.
Bring it back next Monday, I reckon.
Will we?
Yes.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Up next, I went to my 10-year school reunion, Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I've got some stories to tell you. I'll get you to pick a new story to tell up next. This is Vance Joy, we're going home. You with Tom and Ollie?
Can't wait.
On Triple M, stick around. It's Vance Joy, we're going home.
Tidbit, Tom, on Vance Joy.
Yeah, you went to school with him, I get it.
No, yeah, that's true as well. I read an article on the weekend. He was part of one of the first virtual reality concerts that happened, I don't know where, in America somewhere, like a Silicon Valley place. And everyone's in this room, and you put the headpiece on, and suddenly you're at the concert, and there's strangers around you who are also virtual.
Oh.
And you can say hi to them.
Nice bit of trivia.
Bit of tech for you.
That's good. Vance Joy, we're going home. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Naughty After Nine, not far away. Ollie, all of tonight, we're playing this.
Reunion Ideas Bonanza.
That's right, bro.
That's not true.
I went, what?
We played it for 20 minutes. It's 7 o'clock.
Don't. It's tit for tat.
All night.
Never do tit for tat. Never do tit for tat. Just let it breeze over. Who cares if I got it wrong? Ollie, I went to a 10-year high school reunion on Friday night. God, it was great to catch up with the bullies.
Yeah, the bullies. I bet they weren't there.
No.
That's great.
No.
So free night for you.
Free night for me. Getting people coming up, being like, I felt like a bit of a cool kid because they were like, oh, listen to your radio
say
show.
It,
and I'm like,
say it.
Thank you.
Celebrity.
Yeah, I felt like, yeah, it was great.
Any autographs or?
No autographs. Just like cool kids wanting to hang out with me. Which
selfies?
Which is a great win. No selfies. No. But Ollie, I've got a whole bunch of stories from the night because people were giving me stories left, right, and centre for the radio show.
Yeah.
We've already heard about the guy that found out that he was a dad at the school reunion years later.
That was insane. That was at 7:20, and that was a really good story.
Ollie, what is the next topic that you want to hear from, the next story that you want to hear from?
Well, you gave me five options. I was intrigued by the card that said General Reunion Debrief. I was intrigued by that. I thought, what could that be?
Yep.
But I've decided to go with one you mentioned earlier, alluded to, which was that kid at school.
Oh. Okay, this was a big one for the night, Ollie. There was a kid at school who was that kid at school. You know that kid that years later everyone's still talking about that kid because he did something so terribly shocking that it's like, oh, mate, you're that kid at school.
There was a few of that kid at my school, but
really?
One was called Scott because he put deodorant on his chest, like a spray on deodorant, in the yard and lit his chest on fire and then got expelled.
That kid.
Scotty.
They always do weird things, don't they?
I hope my story hasn't trumped your story.
Definitely not.
Okay, good.
Definitely not.
You can go to a break if you want.
No. Ollie, I take you back to year 10 camp. And it was the final moments of year 10 camp. And we're all hanging out, standing around. And all of a sudden we get shuffled in to the assembly hall at this camp, like this kind of multi-purpose room. We all get sat down and a stern talking to because someone has pooed in someone's bag and not just done a number two in someone's bag, but they are the type of person to then shake the bag.
I mean, pooing's one thing, but shaking's another thing.
Like, what kind of psychopath does a number two in someone's bag and then shakes it round so that it covers everything?
I think a psychopath.
Exactly. Or that kid.
But he must have issues. Or she.
No. He does not.
Okay.
Maybe he does. He wasn't at the reunion on Friday night, but he was talked about quite a lot because he then went to go on at school in about year 11 or year 12. He wrote in feces on the wall of one of the toilets.
Oh, he's got a poo fetish.
You can't stop the poo man.
You can't stop the poo man, poo man. That's like a Rihanna hit. That's awesome.
You can't stop the poo man.
He wrote that in poo on a wall in like a Pink Floyd-esque, the writing's on the wall, but with a Rihanna twist of you can't stop the music.
No, it sounds more like the Village People, I reckon.
You can't stop the music. You can't stop the poo man.
And he called himself man. That's just overconfident. He's a boy at
best. Come on, boy. Everyone's got that kid at school. What did your that kid do? You know, that kid at school, what did they do?
Come on, Tom. Come clean. It was you.
All right, guys. I'm the poo man.
You're the poo man.
No.
If it was pee, maybe.
But several times, you can't stop the poo man. Written in feces on the wall, 133353. What did that kid do at school? This is back in black. Oh, akadaka. Turn it up. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Back in black, ACDC. Yeah, baby. That's rock. You with Triple M, of course, with Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. We might be getting into it early here, though, Ollie, because we're talking about that kid at school.
That kid. I've got a lot of that kids. Every school's got a number of kids that are weird.
Well, I went to my 10-year high school reunion, and everyone was talking about that kid at school who named himself the Poo Man. And decided to poo in people's bags, shake them around, but also write on the wall in feces saying, "You won't stop the poo man." Just like the Village People.
Can't stop the poo man.
We had a guy, apart from Scotty, who lit his chest on fire with deodorant and a lighter.
You don't need to say people's names, by the way.
But it gives an image.
Okay.
And I think you should give a name as well when you tell your story.
His name.
Another guy stabbed another guy in the bottom with a pencil.
That's not cool.
And got through the skin. Like, got broke right in there.
Oh, my God.
Pierced. real pissed. That's year nine, though. It's a crazy year, year nine.
That kid. 133353. Do you know of that kid at your school? What did they do? The psycho kids that just do weird shit. We should give a little content warning here. G'day, Hayden. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Self?
Yeah, good, buddy. How long ago was school for you?
Oh, 32 now. So, yeah, I was 14, so whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. Cool. And what did that kid at your school do?
Got a bit excited and just whip his penis out and start going to town.
Oh, would just masturbate in public?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like often?
Yeah, real often. Didn't get expelled, I think, which is really weird, but he was that guy that just went hand solo.
Good Star Wars reference. I like it.
We had a guy, the same guy, Scotty, who...
Thanks, Aiden.
Who lit his chest on fire. Yeah. Also walked into a classroom one time. I think it was like year eight. So it was early days of like growing up and learning sex stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, 49er. Someone yelled out, it's 69er, you dickhead. He was like, oh, shit.
He's definitely that kid, 133353, if you know of that kid at school. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions, baby. Pretty big fan, The Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Some karaoke happening in the studio. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Naughty After Nine, not far away. We'll talk about your naughty nicknames and if you're in a drought as well. Just seeing on the TV, Ollie, Channel 9, Big Bang Theory's on. I don't know where I'd rather be, Triple M or Big Bang Theory. I can tell you where I'd probably rather be, if you know what I'm saying.
Although, don't mind a bit of young Sheldon. Am I right?
Oh, great spin-off series. Jesus Christ.
So much sarcasm going on.
Yeah, it's
a lot. If you love the show, good on you.
Well, I reckon in that group, Ollie, Sheldon's that guy. Am I right in Big Bang Theory?
Well, he's got Asperger's, though.
We all... Oh. Hang on, let me just do this.
Sorry, you want to give me the don't mention Asperger's treatment? No. Like what, under the rug? No, because it's real and people have it.
Just stop mentioning it. Went to my 10-year high school reunion on Friday night, Ollie. Everyone was talking about that kid at school. He's the kid that wrote on the wall in feces, "You can't stop the poo man." Poo man. Poo man.
Did anyone ask him why he wrote it on the wall in poo?
No. I think he got expelled.
Yeah. That's a shame. He had so much potential.
He wasn't there on Friday night. It was strange.
He was a great artist.
Yeah, he was. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. How long ago was school for you?
In the 80s.
Okay. And who was that kid at your school?
Well, we had this one kid at school who was a little bit loose. We had a principal who was a priest who lived on site, and this kid stole his car.
He stole the priest's car, the principal's car.
Yeah. Stole it, crashed it, wrecked it, graduated straight into prison. Like, literally a week after we graduated, he was in prison.
No way. Stealing a car in high school?
Yeah, we would have been 16 at the time.
Was it like a joyride and return it, or he stole it for good?
No, I think it was a joyride to return it, but on the return voyage, he crashed it.
Into prison?
No, he got arrested. He got arrested. Well, yeah, true, crashed it into prison, yeah.
Yeah. In both ways. Yeah, good.
Yeah, nice. Thank you very much, Stephen. That kid is always funny.
Well, Jason on Facebook, Tom, has messaged us. So he says, you need to get the audio of Tom's Poo Man story and upload it to Facebook. So there you go.
Wow.
You need to.
We won't. Nick, who was that kid at your school?
It's actually my six-year-old son.
Oh, no, Nick. You've
given birth to that kid.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, he's a bit of a character. He's only six, but anyone that pisses him off, he'll draw a picture of them, put a big X on it in front of them, and give it to them.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, dude, it's like, I feel like you're hexing people. Please don't.
Your kid's a wizard. Or a witch.
No, I'm just like, dude.
Hopefully not.
Had a bit of a talk, but yeah.
Well, I'll be dead. If he was a wizard, they'd be dead.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, far out. Good stuff.
Tom, what if I told you that all along you were that kid at school?
Oh,
it's all that perception.
Yeah, naughty after nine, not far away.
On Triple M.